Have you ever had that feeling that someone is being pushy or judging you unfairly? If you're someone that's anxious about conflict, then you might find it difficult to say no or difficult to ask people to stop. But you don't have to be Clint Eastwood or Tyra Banks to set clear boundaries with the people in your life. Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Friend, I hope you're happy, I hope you're peaceful. Today's episode started as a suggestion from the Facebook group. Thanks to Bree and others who've made suggestions. You're my think tank and brain trust, and I really appreciate it. If you have ideas and would like to influence the future of the podcast, then join the Facebook group or feel free to email me. I've often thought that people are a lot like countries. Some countries appreciate sovereignty and are collaborative and diplomatic. Others less so. They don't respect where their territory ends and another state's begins. They don't seem to care about the suffering and anxiety that their incursions cause. People can be like this too. A society or community is a lot like the UN, where we're all just trying to get along. But there always tends to be a North Korea that insists on making life difficult. In my younger days, I was quite a passive person, and I found it difficult to say no. This was partly due to my social anxiety and fear of conflict and disapproval, which I still have to an extent. The difference between then and now was that I wasn't really aware of my anxiety, which meant that I wasn't truly in control of my choices, and I was easily pushed around by other people, partly because of the environments that I grew up in. You'll have your own experiences and traumas that explain why you struggle to set boundaries. There's no shame or judgment in this. All of us have a past, and all of us are on a path. In my late 20s, I then veered in the opposite direction, where I was seeing threats everywhere, I didn't trust people, and I took a few preemptive strikes that I shouldn't have. But it's not necessary to be aggressive to set clear boundaries with people. It's much easier and more likely to succeed if it's done in a mindful and compassionate way. And it's critical for your well-being to be able to say no. If we get attached to the approval of others, and we can only be happy when we have it, that's a recipe for suffering. You can end up in a loop, constantly doing, for example, a job that becomes more and more stressful, or trying to please other people all the time, which of course is impossible. We need to look deeply into that need that we have and where it comes from, hold it in our awareness, and over time, choose to let it go. But what are some practical steps that we can take to help us to set boundaries in the here and now? The first step is seeing when your boundaries are being crossed. If you come away from conversations feeling anxious or angry, that you're being judged harshly or unfairly, or maybe being coerced into doing something that you don't want to do, then it's important to stop, breathe, and reflect. I've said it before in the podcast that strong feelings are a great opportunity to gain insight and liberate ourselves from suffering. If you have feelings of anxiety, anger, or sadness after a conversation, sit yourself down in a meditation cushion and spend 20 minutes focused on your breath, or a guided meditation. You don't necessarily have to focus on what your feelings are or the roots. Getting into the practice of doing this will reveal to you what your feelings are trying to tell you. You just need to calm your mind and your body first. If you're not used to setting boundaries with people, start with small things. Experiment with expressing your preferences in different ways on little uncontentious things, so you can get used to saying no and feeding back. For example, if you know you'll be asked to do things in work that are lower priority and you don't have time for, then have a line ready. Something like, I understand that this is important to you, but I don't have capacity to do that right now. Find a form of words that works for you. Practice saying it yourself, then practice using it with other people. And when you're ready to step up to bigger things, there's a few things to bear in mind. It's better to set out that you're not comfortable straight away, rather than saying yes or nothing and then have to push back later. get into the practice of being aware of how you're feeling and expressing that in a non-judgmental way in the moment. Something like, I feel uncomfortable with what you're asking me to do. Being in touch with how you're feeling can be very difficult for some people. I used to find it difficult. But your mindfulness practice can help greatly. If you set a timer on your phone for, say, once an hour, once every couple of hours, and practice stopping, breathing, and scanning what you're feeling in that moment, you can become much more aware. And consistently expressing your feelings in a way that doesn't accuse or judge the other person will allow you to set boundaries without damaging relationships. Consistency is key. If you haven't pushed back before, then people might be a little confused or unhappy. They might think that they just need to argue more, but you can listen, breathe, notice any feelings you have from the conversation. That could be anxiety. Accept that feeling without being led by it, and calmly restate your position. You might feel some guilt and worry. What if the other person is really annoyed at me? What if they don't want to be friends anymore? It's important to be aware that some people will use this anxiety as a way to get what they want from you. This is not a judgment on people who do this. Everyone ends up the way they are through their traumas and experiences. Everyone is trying the best they can in life. Feel compassion for the person that you're in conflict with. It will genuinely empower you to draw the lines you need to. But if people cannot accept you sharing how you feel, if they cannot accept you setting reasonable parameters on what is acceptable, then you might consider taking a step back from that relationship, at least for a while. Saying no is not an invitation for abuse. If you've experienced emotional abuse in the past, you may be unconsciously accepting of it in the present. Be aware of this. Abuse of any kind is never acceptable, and no relationship can ever justify it. So to summarize, start with small steps. Train yourself to be aware of your feelings. Build and rehearse your language of pushing back. And understand when your past experiences are influencing your present relationships. More than anything else, be kind to yourself. Don't beat yourself up for struggling with setting boundaries. It's hard. It takes time and practice. I know from experience. But I also know from experience that you can walk the path. So now we're going to do a guided meditation on what we've talked through. And if parts of this are less relevant to you, then do feel free to just focus on your breathing. So we're going to start with three sounds of the bell and the usual settling in introduction. So firstly, becoming aware of your posture, and I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position, your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. And then expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body, noticing where you feel warm or cold, noticing where you feel tense or relaxed, becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin, and the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. shifting that spotlight of awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, just noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. It might be a regretful thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave, and gently, without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness in your breath, noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how your shoulders rise as you breathe in. Your stomach falls as you breathe out. Breathing in. I know I am breathing in. Breathing out. I know I am breathing out. In, out. Breathing in, my breath grows deep. Breathing out, my breath goes slow. Deep, slow. breathing in, I am aware of the state of my mind. Breathing out, I smile to the state of my mind. Aware of mind, smiling. Breathing in, I see my attachment to others' approval. Breathing out, I smile to the roots of my attachment. Attachment, roots. Breathing in, I see my fear of conflict. breathing out, I smile to the roots of my fear of conflict. Fear of conflict, smiling to roots. And now picturing in our mind's eye someone we struggle to set boundaries with. And if that feels uncomfortable, we can just think of someone we love and saying to that person, may you be happy, may you be peaceful, may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. And finally, picturing ourselves and wishing ourselves well. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. And may I see myself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. And as we reach the end of the guided meditation, choosing to take a moment to notice any changes, firstly, in our bodies, in areas of relaxation, in areas of discomfort, and taking the opportunity to stretch those areas, maybe your neck or your back. Noticing any changes in your mind. And if you feel a sense of calm or peace, I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And then finally opening our eyes and returning our awareness to the room that we're in. And just before we finish, we've had some interest in the Mindfulness for Beginners live via Zoom. So if you are interested, then please use the link in the description. When you click the link, you literally just have to say yes. And what I'm trying to gauge is if there's enough interest to put one on. And if we do get some decent numbers, then I'll organize that for a few weeks' time. It'd be great to do that with you. So it'll be a live guided meditation. We would have a little bit of maybe walk and meditation, Q&A. So it lasts for about a couple of hours and we go through different parts of the practice. Some teaching as well, of course. So we pick a topic for it. So if you're interested, then do use the link in the description and just use that and then click on yes, just so we can see if there's some interest. And finally, may you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slán a bhfuil, and I'll see you next time.